Charlotte is sidelined as more Mania matches are set. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
Charlotte Flair revealed why she's been missing from WWE TV recently. She tweeted Monday night that she tested positive for COVID-19. Charlotte had challenged the Raw Women's Champion Asuka to a title match at WrestleMania, but Charlotte never got an answer. So last night, Rhea Ripley arrived on Raw. She challenged Asuka, and Ripley got the title match at Mania. Ripley's challenge came after Asuka submitted Peyton Royce. More of the WrestleMania card is coming into focus. Randy Orton versus The Fiend was made official. Moments after Orton toted a can of gasoline to the ring to summon The Fiend, only to be taken down with a Sister Abigail. The Miz will face Bad Bunny one-on-one at Mania. Miz challenged Bad Bunny after he beat Jeff Hardy last night. After the match, Bad Bunny struck Miz from behind with a guitar and accepted the challenge. Braun Strowman won Shane McMahon in a match at Mania, and Shane accepted, adding that Braun can pick any kind of match he wants. WWE has locked in 6 matches for Nights 1 and 2 of Mania. Night 1 is going to have Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship, plus Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's title, and The Miz versus Bad Bunny. Night 2 is going to have Asuka versus Ripley for the Raw Women's title, Randy Orton versus The Fiend, and WWE still promoting Roman Reigns versus Edge one-on-one for the Universal title, again on Night 2. Last night's Raw was a tough one for the Hurt Business. Drew McIntyre beat Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin in a 2-on-1 match. As a result, they are banned from ringside for McIntyre's match against Lashley at Mania. Earlier, Alexander and Benjamin helped Lashley beat Sheamus in a non-title match. Lashley wasn't very happy about that. He was even more upset after they lost to McIntyre, so Lashley went into the Raw locker room and offered an opportunity to anyone who takes out McIntyre. As for Sheamus, he was later being interviewed backstage when Riddle pulled up on his scooter, so Sheamus attacked him with his own scooter. New details on when WWE's Thunderdome will need to move out of Tampa's Tropicana Field. Spectrum Sports 360's John Alba was first to report. WWE's time at the ballpark will end after a SmackDown taping on April 2nd. That likely means the final Raw and SmackDown episodes before WrestleMania will be pre-recorded. Alba added sources are telling him WWE is expected to keep the Thunderdome in the Tampa area, moving to the University of South Florida's Yuengling Center.
Impact Wrestling.
Tonight's Impact Wrestling is promoting an appearance by AEW champion Kenny Omega. Also, TJP gets a chance to win back the X Division Championship he lost to Ace Austin. Knockouts champion Deonna Purrazzo is in a non-title match against Jazz. And Carl Anderson versus Eddie Edwards.
AEW.
On last night's AEW Dark Elevation, Ryo Mizunami used the Anaconda Vice to submit legit Layla Hirsch. Red Velvet and Big Swole beat Maddie Rankowski and Leva Bates after the match. The winners had a stare down with the trio of Nyla Rose, Vicky Guerrero, and Jade Cargill. Orange Cassidy used the Mousetrap to pin Ryan Nemeth. After the match, Nemeth attacked Cassidy. Chuck Taylor ran off Nemeth, only to be attacked himself by J.D. Drake. Also last night, Danny Limelight submitted Baron Black. NWA Power returns tonight. If you want to watch, you'll need to go through Fight TV, where the shows are part of a new subscription bundle.
Ring of Honor.
This past weekend's Ring of Honor TV is the final stop before the 19th anniversary pay-per-view on Friday. La Facción and Gobernable beat the Foundation in the main event, an 8-man tag that ended with Bestia del Ring pinning Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. Also on the show, Eli Isom scored an upset pinfall against Ray Horace.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan announced the cards for its Road to Sakura Genesis Tour and the big show itself on April 4th. On top of Kota Ibushi defending the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship against Will Ospreay, there will be a junior tag title match. El Desperado and Yoshinobu Kanemaru defending against Roppongi 3K, Sho and Yo, who just returned from a torn ACL. The GHC national title changed hands in Pro Wrestling Noah on Sunday. Kazuyuki Fujita dethroned Kano. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, March 23rd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening. This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.